The first criminal trial of Donald Trump begins today. Iran launched an attack on Israel. And archaeologists discovered a new room in Pompeii. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Monday, April 15th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York is set to begin this morning. Trump is accused of falsifying business records before the 2016 election. Prosecutors say he did this to cover up an alleged affair with the adult film star Stormy Daniels. If he's found guilty, he could face prison time. Jury selection starts today. It's a complex process that could last for weeks. Trump is required to attend the trial, which is expected to run into early June. And it's going to make history. This is the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. It's one of 4 Trump is facing. But even if he's convicted, Trump will still be allowed to run for president in November's election. Number 2. Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel. Saturday night was the first time Iran has directly attacked Israel. Iran said it was in retaliation for a deadly Israeli strike earlier this month on its diplomatic compound in Syria. That strike killed senior Iranian commanders. But nearly all of the drones and missiles Iran launched at Israel this weekend were intercepted by Israel and a U.S.-led alliance. Israel said one girl was injured, and the attack caused only minor damage to infrastructure. Now, the U.S. is urging Israel to see its successful defense as a victory and to avoid further escalation. Officials said the U.S. would not participate in any Israeli reprisal against Iran. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke about the U.S. position on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
Do you have reason to believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu shares the desire not to escalate this further, which the president has made clear is his intent?
I would say that the prime minister is well aware that the president is not looking for a conflict with Iran, that the president doesn't want the tensions to escalate anymore, and that the president is doing everything, and has since the 7th of October, to try to keep this from becoming a broader regional war.
Number 3. A man killed 6 people in a stabbing attack at a mall in Sydney. A man wielding a knife went on a rampage in a shopping center on Saturday. Australian authorities said he stabbed at least 9 people before a police officer shot him dead. One of those injured was a 9-month-old baby. The baby's mother was killed. One witness described what he saw to Australian media.
They just said, run, 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 someone's being stabbed. And so we were inside Dior, they closed the doors, and we saw the guy come up the escalators, green shirt, I think shorts, with a big black knife in his hand. And just really calmly, he was just walking like he was having an ice cream in the park.
Police said that the 40-year-old attacker was known to law enforcement, but his motive was unclear. The deadly rampage has shocked Australia, where mass killings are rare. Number 4. The governor of Kansas vetoed a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. This bill was passed last month. It would ban hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and gender reassignment surgery for those under 18. But the bill was vetoed on Friday by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Kelly wrote that she rejected the bill because it tramples parental rights. That's a phrase often used by conservatives to defend book restrictions at public libraries and schools. But Kansas has a Republican supermajority in its state legislature, and they're expected to try and override the governor's veto. This is one of a record number of bills targeting trans people which have made their way through state legislatures in recent years. Number 5. It's tax day. If you haven't filed yet, you're not alone. Millions of Americans are expected to submit a last-minute return. But there's still time, and the good news is that there are more free ways to file than ever. In some states, you can use Direct File, which is a new tax software made by the IRS. If you need help, you should look up your local Taxpayer Assistance Center. the IRS has been on a hiring spree. So if you have a question, you're more likely to get an answer now from the IRS than you were in recent years. And some advice from our personal finance columnist, Michelle Singletary: even if you owe taxes and you can't pay them, you should still file a return, or you'll end up owing even more. Scottie Scheffler won the Masters for a second time. That's number 6.
His stardom confirmed.
Scheffler was the tournament favorite, and he finished the job yesterday after starting the final round with a one-shot lead. Sweden's Ludvig Åberg finished 2nd, and 5-time Masters champion Tiger Woods completed 4 rounds at a major for the first time since 2020. But he finished last among the players who advanced to the final 2 rounds of the tournament in Augusta, Georgia. This was the 2nd career major title for Scheffler, who earned his first green jacket in 2022. It cemented the Texan's place as the world's best golfer. And at number 7, archaeologists uncovered a Roman banquet room decorated with beautiful paintings. The frescoes were recently found in the ancient city of Pompeii in Italy. That city was preserved under a blanket of ash and smoke after the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. The banquet room's paintings show mythological characters from the legendary Trojan War. The rest of its walls were painted black, so the images would have looked like they were moving in the flickering lamplight. The discovery tells us more about the city's destruction, and also more about the lives and deaths of some of its wealthier inhabitants. The room was used for entertaining on a large scale. The frescoes are well worth a look. You can find a picture of them in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. All right, you're all caught up. If you're a fan of the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. Right now, a year's all-access pass is just $40. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. And tell all your friends to do it, too. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features 2 candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.